with our next guest. He is the closer for the Oakland A's. He went to Bethel Park High School. He went to college at Waynesburg, then to Gardner-Webb, and now to the major leagues. Mason Miller is with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Mason, are you a big fan of Moneyball? Have you seen that movie?
Several times.
You like it, good. Guys, is that your favorite baseball movie ever? And if it isn't, what is?
I think by association now, it kind of has to be. Yeah.
That's right. Pitching for the A's.
Right, exactly.
Although I always thought it was kind of a shame in that movie, Mason. This might be a little bit before your time, but there's no mention of the pitchers. Tim Hudson, Barry Zito.
Mark Mulder.
Yeah, they had great pitchers back then, and they got short shrift there.
I think I just saw today, actually, somebody talking about that. I can't remember who it was, but they were saying Barry Zito and Mark Mulder. You know, they had the rotation, no mention of, like, Tejada and those guys either.
So, right.
You know, it's showmanship. It's the movies, you know.
True. Yeah, when they're showing Billy Koch, it's him blowing the game against the Royals so Hatterberg can hit his big home run. They're
Chris
putting
Pratt.
A relief pitcher in there, and, yeah, they're putting him in a bad spot.
Hey, Mason, you could say from the outside looking in that your life is very Hollywood. Ask, what a story to get to where you are right now. Just tell us, do you pinch yourself that you've been on this journey and now you are where you are, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball?
Well, you know, I was just sitting here yesterday doing a couple media things with some of the Pirates media staff. And I think this is probably one of the moments, you know, Yankee Stadium was one of those moments. But, you know, playing against the team I grew up rooting for. You know, it's definitely like surreal, full circle like moment. You know, from the days when I was getting on the tee and going down and watching a game at Peter Park. You know, now to be on the same field as guys like
veteran South Hills resident move to take the
tee. Tee, very useful for the South Hills, but man, we got to get some service elsewhere.
What
here.
Was the move? Washington Junction? Is that where you got on? Mason?
We had to stop all the way out towards the end of the line. Library. It was like 5 minutes.
Mason,
pretty much start to finish.
So the other thing about your story, like we say, it's Hollywood-esque. It would be almost like one of those superhero origin stories where, and it's got, I can't imagine what it's like to go through, you have this drug test you've got to take for like a finance internship, right? Like the finance department of a hospital. And it pops that you failed this and you get mad. You say, no, hold on, do this again. And then they tell you, eventually gets to the point, you have type 1 diabetes. I cannot imagine in that moment thinking that finding that out eventually in some way helps lead you to the point where your fastball gains like 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Peter Parker being bitten by the radioactive spider. I don't mean that to be glib, but it's like the worst day of your life in some ways becomes a gateway to what has now turned into just an unbelievable story here, man. Can you describe that situation itself and then what followed it?
Yeah, I mean that was one of the most shocking days of my life for sure. At 20 years old, that wasn't something I was expecting. It's something that usually you get diagnosed with at a young age, and, you know, being a little older, that wasn't something that, you know, I thought would ever happen to me. You know, obviously I was dealing with a lot of issues health wise. So just quality of life, that was just enormous for me to just get to a point where day to day life wasn't really hard. And then everything else that kind of stemmed from it's been, you know, just cherry on top, you know, and now I'm living out my dream.
Once the diabetes diagnosis, Mason, like when did you start really this transformation from kid that was a really good high school pitcher, good enough to pitch in college, to becoming a legitimate major league prospect? Like what was the breakthrough moment for you?
Well, I got diagnosed at the end of my 2018 season, and then my junior year, 2019 at Waynesburg, was kind of my breakout year. Had a great year that year. And then I had a little interest. I did a workout for the Pirates. And that was kind of the first moment where it was like a slim possibility. But at that point, you know, I was still pitching Division III. You know, there's a lot of guys playing at higher levels at that point. And, you know, I really had no perception, you know, what my chances were going to be, you know, moving forward.
When did you, and maybe there's like a two-parter here, how quickly did the increased velocity come and to what degree? And do you think there's still like another level for you to get to? I know that's insane to say to somebody who's touching 104 just about, but like what was the process by which you started adding velocity and becoming borderline unhittable at the college level?
Honestly, I mean, I had a really good foundation as far as just my, you know, what I did how I worked out and everything, I just wasn't seeing results. So, you know, once I kind of got stuff figured out from a health standpoint and then started seeing those results show up from the, you know, the programming and, you know, the work I was doing, you know, I kind of just put a little extra wind at my back and, you know, I just really, really took to it. I was like 94, 95 that junior year. So really after that, it's just been like small incremental, like year over year, just adding like another mile an hour or two. So I think I'm pretty close to my ceiling as far as velo. You know, just from a body standpoint, you know, it's always been like put on a little bit more weight, get a little stronger, clean up some mechanics. But, you know, I'm at the point now where at the highest level, it's kind of like I'm where I want to be physically. And now it's just a matter of, you know, making sure I can stay on the field and be healthy and do this for a long time.
Mason Miller, A's closer, Bethel Park and Waynesburg, our guest here. Pirates and A's tonight on The Fan. You can listen to the game, 9:40 first pitch, and the North Shore Tavern leadoff show hosted by a Waynesburg alum. Donnie Football comes your way at 8:45. Mason, you mentioned you were a Pirates fan, so I'm guessing you watched Aroldis Chapman pitch against the Pirates with the Reds during those, you know, great years for the Pirates and when they went to the playoffs 3 years in a row. Did you ever picture yourself throwing as hard as him?
No shot. I mean, at that point, I mean, Chapman was, I don't want to say the only guy. I'm sure there's some other guys throwing hard at that point, but that was definitely the most notable guy that was just throwing jet fuel every time out. And yeah, I mean, he's a mountain of a man. That's for sure. I mean, still now, you know, if you watch him walk on the field, he's bigger than a lot of people, maybe not a Neil Cruz, but you know, he's a specimen for sure. And there's a reason he's been able to do what he's done for so long.
So, obviously, any game where you're not called upon to pitch in a way can be a very good thing for the Athletics. It means potentially, at least, that they're winning by a lot and they don't need you to close it down in the ninth. But you've yet to pitch against the Pirates. What's it going to be like if you're out there?
Ooh.
It's 3-2 tonight, bottom not our top nine, and you've got to slam the doors. They're going to be a little extra butterflies seeing your hometown team that you grew up rooting for, trying to get hits off you and string together some runs.
It's all business when I get out there.
terrifying to hear from a guy who throws 103.
That's a closer mentality, is what that is.
Yes, that's horrifying. If I'm standing in the box and you're saying it's all business, I'm very scared.
Well, that's the way I want it to be, so I guess that's good.
Mason Miller, our guest here. Let me ask you about your family here. Who do you think is the closest person to you, family-wise, who will probably still root for the Pirates, even with you in the game tonight?
Family-wise, I think I got them all converted. I think they're Mason fans first. Yeah, I mean, some of my buddies have texted me and said, you know, hey, I'm rooting for the Pirates for 8 innings until you come into the game. But yeah, I think I got a good sport, swayed the Pittsburgh crowd a little bit.
Has there been a guy you faced so far as a major league pitcher that was your holy bleep, I'm actually doing this in the major leagues moment?
It has to be Ohtani.
Yeah.
I mean, last year when I came up, the Angels were my second start. They scored 4 runs on me in the first. So I was kind of like, you know, I gotta lock it in the second time through the order. And I struck out Ohtani and then Trout back to back. And that was my first, like, you know, big moment of like, these guys are some of the best hitters in the game, and they have been for a while. And you know, I just went 1-2, you know, 2 Ks. So that was that. I'd have to say that.
I mean, you're at that point, you have to, in the back of your mind, realize I just struck out back to back 2 guys who will be in Cooperstown someday.
Yeah,
like those 2 guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame. And good night, one, you know, bye bye, see ya. Like that, I just can't imagine wrapping my head around that, the journey you had been on to that point.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's been a crazy journey, no doubt. I mean, you know, like you've touched on, just, you know, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, would I have pictured myself here? Absolutely not.
You were hanging out with the Donnie Footballs of the world.
Yeah, you're down in Greene County. There's not a whole lot going on down in Greene County.
You got Lanny Fratteri lecturing students about how to get their sports casts right down there, Mason.
Chop it up and man. See, it feels like a long time ago now. That's crazy to think about.
Hey, Mason, before we let you run, just wanted to give you this chance to put this out there. Give us one person, or maybe two, back here in Pittsburgh who you look at and say, I would not be considered one of the elite closers in Major League Baseball if not for what these people back in Pittsburgh and Bethel Park and Waynesburg did for me to get here.
Yeah, I mean, the first one has to be one of my high school coaches, Joe Rinaldi. He helped me get to Gardner-Webb, being close with Jim Chester, who was a former Pittsburgh guy as well. You know, I had a great relationship with him in high school, and, you know, he kept in touch with me through my time at Waynesburg and was always just a great resource for me, just, you know, even just outside of baseball.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got lunch this off season. So just having guys like that you run into along your baseball journey, you know, every player has that kind of coach or that kind of friend that you've developed, you know, throughout your career. So, you know, it's always going to be somebody. The baseball world's, it's big, but it's also small, and everybody knows most everybody. So, yeah, I have to give Coach Joe his roses for sure. Then really, I mean, I'll go a twofer with my parents. I mean, they did a lot for me growing up, getting me to games and everything as a kid, and then supporting me through high school, supporting me at college, supporting me through my diagnosis and the journey to now. So yeah, I've been incredibly blessed with, you know, people throughout my life that have supported me at the good times and the bad times, and, you know, all the way up to now in the big leagues.
Well, you're definitely an inspiration, Mason, to kids here that are playing baseball, people living with diabetes, and underdogs to go from where you were to where you are now. So I'd say good luck tonight. I kind of mean it. I kind of don't, because I am rooting for the Pirates, but your story is tremendous.
I think they're the ones who need the luck if they're staring back at him, Pony. It's
agreed.
Probably wish Pirates hitters good luck if Mason Miller's in the game.
We'll be watching you, Mason, and keeping tabs on you, brother. Congratulations on all your success, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Appreciate you having me.
Mason Miller.